What's up, cabrona?
What up, chingona? What's poppin'?
I didn't stutter when I said cabrona.
I'm so proud of you. So good job.
All right.
We're kind of drinking this episode, so it's going to be a good one, hopefully.
We were drinking last episode, too.
We were, weren't we? Oh, yeah, but I didn't drink like I'm drinking now. Like, it's happening.
It's happening?
Yeah. My alter ego is going to come out any moment.
I'm not drunk yet, so that's an improvement, I think.
That is good, I think.
I think it's good.
It possibly is. And our audio engineer is also drinking. Everyone's just drinking today at the party.
It's going to be good. Okay.
So, let's talk about Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, and I walk into your home, and there it is. It's Titus in a yellow dress.
Yes!
Beyonce as fuck.
Do you see his bat? It says mayonnaise.
I didn't realize
it's,
that.
It's mayonnaise.
And I've seen this twice now.
You've seen it twice already?
Well, here with you.
Oh, okay. This is the second time.
Yeah.
I looked for it, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. Because I remember the first time her bat said hot sauce. And I was like, yo, hold on. What? So I looked for it this time. I looked for it. I was like, what does it say? Mayonnaise.
Wow.
Of course. Oh, I love the detail of the Barbies. Because, you know, he collects Barbies.
Yeah.
Kind of like Smithers from The Simpsons. He had a
Except
Malibu.
Except he's not in the closet.
No, he's super out of the closet. But yeah, this is like his personal Malibu Stacy collection. I love it. The whole like Beyonce episode is my favorite one so far.
Dude, I love the whole Barbie thing. Because like in the last season, when Kimmy tried to kick him out, like, Lillian tried to kick him out. And she just like put all the Barbie furniture on the stoop. It's because she couldn't carry his actual stuff.
Just his Barbie stuff, right?
Just the Barbie stuff. And she's like, I'm kicking you out, Titus.
Oh my god, I love it. And did you love the whole parallel between, like, what's her name? The upper... That lady? And, I don't know anyone's names.
I know Kimmy, I know Titus.
Kimmy, Titus.
And Lillian, just because he says, run, Lillian!
Lillian, okay, remember, I love the parallel between Lillian and Trump and old girl and Hillary Clinton. Because they were like, lock her up, lock her up.
And she's literally, like, trying to, like, fix the water, and she's crunching on some water.
Yeah, like, water was, like, yellow or, like, orange,
it was
literally
like a shake.
This is disgusting.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool that they kind of brought it up.
They brought Flint the election.
Flint still doesn't have good water, guys.
Oh my god, guys.
Let's work on this.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what can we really do? It's like a state law that's just so complicated.
Let's get really rich and fix it.
Yeah, I think they're going like 7 houses a year at this point. It's Jesus. Really sad. No, like 16 houses a year. They had like a 60-minute special I watched, and I was like, are you serious? And that's progress? I guess that's progress. It's better than nothing.
It's been years, though.
But it's been years. It's ridiculous. But anyways, what do you think of the season so far?
So I think it's pretty good. Like, I've laughed at quite a few things, but I've also been drinking the entire time that I've watched it.
Isn't that the only way you watch things, while you're drinking?
No, I actually watch some things sober.
Oh, like what?
Like, basically only when I have to write about it.
Oh, okay.
Whenever. Oh, heads up, I do recaps on popnerdtv.com. Hey. I haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah, plug them. Plug them.
Yeah, I did, like, Supergirl, I did Preacher, and I did I almost said iRobot. Is it iRobot?
It's iRobot.
Mr. Robot.
iRobot.
I swear I covered it. Okay. I did
we'll,
Mr. Robot.
We'll link the articles to our Twitter page so y'all can read.
Ooh, but more importantly, I'm fucking doing Orphan Black and Winona Earp in June.
You're going to do Orphan Black?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm covering it.
I'm not even going to lie. I've only seen the Cosima.
Why do you always do this? Dude, you know Cosima is not the only clone that does gay shit, right?
Wait, what? There's more?
Yeah,
there's also more.
They do gay stuff.
It's not just Cosima.
The other ones do gay stuff?
There's another one that does gay shit.
Sarah does? Wait, I think I saw that already, so I'm okay.
Oh,
yeah. It was a clip, okay?
There's a trans clone, too.
Yeah.
Lit. That's so cool. Okay, maybe. Everyone's told me, especially you, that I should watch a full episode of something.
I've come to expect that you don't watch TV.
I couldn't find my control today for my TV. Like, in my room, like,
I just played with, like, 3 of your controls right now.
Yeah, but that's not the TV. That's literally just Kimmy Schmidt and Netflix.
Oh,
like, I can do me some Netflix, but I cannot do me some nothing else.
I guess it's not on Netflix.
Mm-mm. But, yeah. So, back to Kimmy Schmidt.
Back to Kimmy Schmidt, yeah. It's good, it's good. We haven't finished it, so I guess we can't say a whole lot.
Yeah, just, y'all should watch it, too, and, like...
At least the first season, because first season was, like, golden.
I think they're all golden, though. Like, I honestly love all of them. But Pinot Noir is actually perfect. You're right.
Yeah.
That Pinot Noir episode is, like, going to be talked about for as long as I'm alive. I'm going to tell my grandchildren when I'm old and senile.
Jesus.
You know, like, ah, Pinot Noir. Yellow car, Pinot Noir, taxi bar. Like,
the
they're
Titus
like,
effect.
The Titus effect.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so everyone, go watch Kimmy Schmidt, improve your life, and also drink and eat hot fries. Anyways, yeah, so today we're going to be talking about Ingobernable, and then we're also going to be talking about Handmaid's Tale, which is now on Amazon.
Dude, is it the Handmaid's Tale, or is it the Handmaiden?
It's Handmaiden's... Oh, crap. It's called the Handmaiden.
It's the Handmaiden, dude. The Handmaid's Tale is a show that we talked about last week.
It is the show we talked about last week, the one I don't
last
watch.
2 weeks ago, I don't know.
I mean, long. I will watch it. I'm just going to fast forward Poussey's scenes because I don't like her.
We get it. But anyways, The Handmaiden. Before there was a Handmaid's Tale, there was a... And they're not really related at all.
They're not related at all.
They're just both pretty gay.
It's another Park Chan-wook movie. It came out in 2016, but... My God, you guys. If you guys have watched anything like Old Boy or... he had this, like, lesbian movie from the 90s about a bodyguard. It was really awesome. Yeah, like... Wait, yes.
What movie? What's
called? I don't know. Let me see. Park Chan-wook.
I don't know. If it's as good as The Handmaiden, dude, I'm gonna watch it.
I can't remember if it's that good, but it's lit. I think it's called... It's one of his, like, super early works, and I was, like, interested because I was doing research on him when I heard about The Handmaiden, so I went back and started watching, like, his other movies, and I found a stream of it online, and I watched it, and it was, like, super old. I'm talking about 90s old, and let's see. He's also made Stoker. Yeah, I'm a cyborg, but that's okay. It's, like, very... Well, I mean, he's Korean, so...
Does it have as big of a plot twist as, like, The Handmaiden?
Kind of all of them do.
Dude, did you hear that on the news? I have no names or sources for this, but on the news, it's basically The Handmaiden, but in real life, where, like, that chick divorces the dude who's a billionaire, and she becomes a billionaire, and then Mary is, like, a chick, and then now they're, like, the richest
Wait.
Couple. Yeah, dude.
She did do that.
It's a real-life Handmaiden.
GSA, it might be joint security. Okay, but that's true. Okay, so didn't her dad want her to marry a dude? And so she's like, F it, I will. And then she's like, divorce him and then marry a hot chick instead,
yeah,
right?
They're billionaires and it's great. I don't know. Goals is all I can say.
Like, I just want to... Can she marry me? I'll divorce her and take half. Only half.
I won't even do that. I'll just, like, marry her, force her to donate to all charities that I like, and move on with my life.
You wouldn't divorce her?
I mean,
she's hot, but we don't speak the same language, so that would be kind of awkward.
She'll probably divorce me.
Being honest. You're going to make a clause where I have to get half. Like, you know.
It's like you have to donate.
Okay, guys, so our plan to, like, make that chick fall in love who might this starts today. So if you guys have a, just email us, let us know.
Oh, we have an email. And
yes.
It's cycpodcastmail@gmail.com because somebody stole CYC Podcast, whoever you are, if you're listening, I hate you.
Well, she probably hates you, but if you want to collab with us, that's lit, too.
I don't think it's a very interesting one. I think I actually Googled it.
Oh, no. What are they?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember I wasn't interested.
What? I wouldn't hate on them. Shout out to them, you know,
Shout
coming
out
with that
podcast.
Name first.
Sorry, I don't want to collab with you.
Damn.
Anyway, CYC Podcast Mail. Like, yeah, if there's any shows or movies you want covered, we're open to it.
We're open to it. So, do you want to go over your... Our favorite fucking show, like
Ingobernable.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, okay. So I guess we'll talk about we'll go into depth into The Handmaiden afterwards.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
We'll do Handmaiden afterwards.
All right, so
really
Netflix lovers, and I guess if you're a Spanish speaker, this is going to be great for you because it's completely in Spanish. But for those of you that don't speak Spanish, it's completely worth the subtitles.
Yes, just do it. I watch it in Spanish.
Yeah, like, I watched it with my best friend and my roommate, partially, and they don't speak Spanish, and they watched it, and they loved it. Like, my best friend, Cordarian, was just like, I don't know what they're saying, but this is good. There's a lot of action in Ingobernable, which means, by the way, ungovernable.
Oh, yeah, but let's not do that. Let's not change the name for the gringos.
It's not changing it. It's just like, that's what it means. It's about the government, guys. Okay, so...
And everyone knows the Mexican government is, like, super corrupt.
Not that ours isn't, but, you know. Yeah, they've got
Mexico's it like, Mexico's, like, post-Trump in, like, 40 years. Like, if every president was like Trump.
They've got it bad.
It's terrible.
But it's about, basically, the president of Mexico's wife. And she's played by Kate del Castillo.
Oh, my God.
Who's known by most moms and such.
Like, moms? Dude, she was in the movie Under the Same Moon, okay? That's when
Oh, yeah, Bajo la Misma Luna.
Yep.
She was in that, so, of course, all her movies end with her running towards a child but never reaching him.
Oh, no, dude, no, you didn't.
Dude, that's what it...
That is so true, though.
But anyways, yeah, she's in it, and she's pretty good. I mean, she's trying real hard to be young. But...
Hey, she still got it.
She has it, yeah. I think they used a body double a couple times, though. I think.
Oh, for, like, the action sequences?
For the sex scenes, dude.
For the sex scenes? You think so? That wasn't her body?
I don't think it was. I don't know.
You know what, Kate del Castillo? I think your body looks good the way it does. So, girl, just let it be.
Yeah, you should have just gone with it, man.
F those directors. Girl, your body is real.
But, yeah.
It looks real. Anyways.
But that's what, I don't know, that's what I'm pretty excited about with that show. And I don't know why it really didn't get press, at least not here, that I know of. Because I just kind of ran into it.
I had heard about it. I heard that it was hyped, but I didn't. Yeah, you're right. No American journalists are really covering Ingo Bernabe just because it's a Spanish speaking show.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
Not really. Like, a lot of them are like, I think they have a lot of American like producers or.
Yeah, I mean, there's some English speaking parts, pretty much just with Erendira Ibarra.
Oh my god. Okay, we know what I loved is that they had a lot of characters from Las Aparicio.
What other ones did they have?
The mom. The nanny? The nanny was also the mom in Las Aparicio.
A. You were right.
Yeah, that's her. She's just...
Dude, okay, I didn't watch the actual novella. I just watched the scenes with Erendira Ibarra. That's
it. Oh, I didn't either, but she would be in the clips before on YouTube.
Yeah, she would be in some of the scenes, right?
She would be in some... And that's her. She's the mom.
That's crazy.
So but it's made by the same production company, Argos.
We should talk about Las Aparicio one of these days.
Oh, that's a whole episode.
Yeah, we're going to do... We'll do an episode
That's an entire episode of just us talking about that amazing
plot. I'm down for that. Yeah, that's great. I think I rewatched some of it the other day.
I always rewatch it. It makes my life better. Okay, so Las Aparicio used to be on Netflix, but it's... I mean, the good scenes are on YouTube, so...
Yeah, which some of them are missing.
Some of them are missing.
It's fine.
The good ones are missing.
Are they really? Yeah. Fuck, because I don't know what I'm missing. I didn't watch them when they were still there.
Oh, well, I watched, like, one through, like, I think it's, like, 70. Like,
there's so many.
There's so many clips on YouTube, and I watched all of them. There isn't one I have not seen.
Mexico is doing like, some good shit when it comes to lesbians, and Ingo Bernabe is one of them. Like, Kate del Castillo, like, goes on the run, basically. Spoiler alert. She goes on the run because her husband, the president, is killed, and she's, like, the only suspect.
She's being framed.
Essentially, yeah. So she goes away and runs away, and she can't remember what happened, so she's not even sure that she's, like, not guilty. But then she kind of remembers, and then she is sure that she's not guilty.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, her daughter, in the first 10 fucking minutes... Okay, what's her opening scene? Her opening scene, she's, like, swimming. She's, like, swimming, and she's this girl...
already not wearing clothes.
She's, like, swimming, you know, for exercise or whatever the fuck.
For exercise!
I don't know what that's like.
For seduction.
And this girl shows up, and she's just like, you can't come to my party. I'm like, oh, God. Something like that, right?
My wife's at the party or something.
She's like, no, she's like, you can't come to my party. And she's just like, what, you're not ready to introduce me to your wife?
Oh, and then you first, and then you're like, wait a minute, what's happening?
Yeah.
Why are they so close to each other's faces?
And then, like, she basically, like, straddles her and shit.
Oh, God.
And then the other chick, like, cannot help herself. Like, she's just about to die and explode. And then, whatever, it cuts away, unfortunately. But yeah, there's some pretty, like, hot and heavy action within the first 10 minutes, and then again, like, 5 minutes later.
Yeah, it's all of it.
Yeah, like, I wasn't the one that wanted to rewind it. My roommate was just like, what? Go back.
Let me see that again.
He's like, are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so...
But all their scenes are like that.
Yeah, they're all pretty hot and heavy. Like, it's not just, like, a one-time thing. They call her... Another thing is they never say, like, oh, she's a lesbian. Oh, she's gay. Oh, she's in the closet. Nothing. Not a single mention of it. It's, like, so casually there.
Yeah. I kind of dig that, actually.
I love it, because it's not, like... some sort of pity story, you know what I mean? It's a very straight storyline if you think about it.
Yeah, they're only sneaking around because she's like works for the government. She's like a lawyer or something.
No, she like works for the investigator, the one that's looking for her mom.
Yeah, there we go. It's because Lisa and Cielo, like they throw around that word for everything.
Yeah, but like, I think they're sneaking around more because she's married.
Yeah, more importantly, that chick's married.
That chick's married to another chick, though.
Yeah, another chick,
which is cool because like it to be.
But Mexico, especially DF, has been like having gay marriage for like 10 years now.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of us, dude.
They had it so long ago, and I mean, it's only really in DF though. Like,
I thought they legalized it like more, in like the federal level. We're gonna have to Google that shit, Luca. But yeah, it's such a good show. Like, not just because of them, because they're a small part of the actual show, but there's a lot of action, like a ton of action, and they talk about really serious topics. They talk about like the missing 40 in Mexico, but I think they make it less, like 29 or something like that. And if you guys don't know, the missing 40 is like a bunch of students essentially that went missing in Mexico.
43, yeah.
Or yeah, like, yeah, I guess it was probably more than 40, but basically a bunch of freaking students went missing, and there are people that were known to be like protesting the government and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were teachers too, and I like how they made it political and they brought it back to what's actually.
I mean, the whole thing is about the government, so I'd be pissed if they didn't bring that up, quite honestly.
I mean, honestly, if you're gonna make a show about the corruption in Mexico, you could have a show running for like 10 seasons.
Which I hope they do. I think they're already renewed for a second season.
They have to be, because like seriously, you could go on and on about the corruption for years.
They do go on about the corruption too, and how it's not just the government; it's the military. It's like the CIA. Of course, fucking USA has got to be involved in some dumb shit because it's us.
Of course.
And speaking of Edendira Ibarra, like she played like a double agent. And she, I'm not like, you know, usually. Oh God, I don't know why I love when she speaks English.
I do too.
I'm so ashamed of it, but when she speaks English, I'm like,
I am not ashamed.
Give me this. She's on Sense8 too. I don't know if you've seen.
She's on Sense8. That's all you had to say for me get to me to watch it.
She's on Sense8. Yeah.
Sense8.
She's Edendira Ibarra. Yeah. She's
your Googles, guys. She's gorgeous.
My God.
I told my mom she was the whole reason I watched that show. And I was like, I don't even care if she's in there kissing a dude. It's all right. I don't care.
Unfortunately, she's kissing a dude on Incoven Navli. But at the end, she kind of really comes through. She kind of does that shit.
But we're not gonna spoil that for you.
We'll try not to.
But just watch it. It's amazing. It's my favorite show right now.
It's really good. I finished
it. It's like Person of Interest and like Scandal and like,
it's like a very female Person of Interest, now that you mention it, because you know the main characters are two dudes, so it's like a female version of that. And then they have like these badass like
chingonas, like they're called chingonas.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you. Every time you said it, I was like, what? Chingona, that's you.
Dude, I was sitting there like, I had a nickname once.
Once.
No, but it's great. And then they have like another, oh God. Okay, so Downside, also a spoiler alert. Downside. They fucking succumb to the BYG trope, barrier gaze trope.
Ugh, I hope they don't.
They did, though. With the sister. Oh my God, dude, you told me about it.
I told you about it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did that. Okay, there was one episode in there that was, like,
she's not
tears.
A big character.
She's not a big character.
But she's like, really cool.
But she was, like, butch. She was, like,
strong. She was, like, for her people.
She was, like, a boxer. But she was for her people. She was puro raza, puro chingona. And what did? They fucking gave her, like, worst
They tortured her.
They tortured her. And then the ending, we're not going to spoil for you, but okay, you need a hug after this episode, you need a hug before.
You need a few drinks before you watch it.
A few drinks
if you
after.
Watch the whole, if you watch the whole show drunk, that's alright with me.
I don't know. I think after that episode, if you just want to, like, you know, talk.
Take a minute, like, because I think after that episode,
hug
I didn't.
Hug your dog. Please hug your dog. Oh my God. Let's talk about our movie.
Oh, Handmaiden. Okay, so watching Govern Navla, let's move on.
Okay.
Handmaiden, dude.
Handmaiden's lit. Y'all watch it. So, I saw this movie maybe last year, right around Pride. It was an interesting time to watch it. But, this is probably one of the best written, like, gay stories ever. Because I feel like the gay women, the whole movie was, like, super feminist to me.
And it was, yeah, it wasn't about them being gay, like.
No.
But it was so gay.
But it was gay, but it was more about, like, women taking their power back, you know? And they were taking their power back from all of the... shout out to Park, because, like, literally every dude in this movie was, like... Like, I guess the way they treat women in movie, they were just, like, plot points. They were just shown to be, like... They were just the characters of themselves, you know? Like, how they over-sexualize women. They made these men extra, like... I just loathed every single one of them. And they were all over-sexualized and pervy and creepy. Like, how I kind of think of some guys, like...
Or, like, sorry, but you guys make yourself out to be that way. It's not just... It's
yeah, not just how sorry, guys. When you go to a bar and you just grab people, you're kind of, like, rapey, creepy, and weird. Like, you know, high key, you guys are weird. Like, don't do that. That's not nice. But, yeah, like... But, like, I feel like there was such a switch in it. And I love that, like, I'm interested in who else wrote with Park Chan. I didn't look that up. But I feel like it was very feminist. I felt like it was, like, a female gaze type thing instead. But they were in it for each other. So, like, the plot of the story is there's this... It's actually, like, a retelling of... what is it? I'm drawing a blank here. What is it? It's this BBC one. The Handmaiden was based on Fingersmith. It was a BBC special. Ooh, back
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he rewrote it in the story of, like a Korean, like an Asian story instead of, not Asian, like a Korean story instead of, like, an English story.
And I didn't know that. That's great. I've heard so much about Fingersmith.
Yeah, like, he read it, and since he read it, he got, like, obsessed and was like, you know what, I gotta retell this story in a different way.
In a great way.
The best way. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you like plot twists... Major plot twists.
100% worth the subtitles, by the way, which, like, it's a lot of action. That's the sign of a great writer, a great screenwriter, I should say, when you don't need the dialogue, and you know what's happening, and you're still, like... in love with it.
Yeah, you're right. There wasn't a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, that's the greatest, like, writing tool, is to not have to use dialogue.
And there was a lot of, like, extremely good acting from both of
leads. Dude, I was convinced. I was like, okay, so they love each other.
Yeah.
And that's that. And nobody can convince me otherwise.
And that's how I think of it now, still. Everything that ever happened to them, it was kind of, like, just the story of women and what they do to women. And it was kind of just women picking themselves and realizing their own strength, their own power, their own, you know, smarts. You know, they without ruining it, but they fought back against patriarchy the whole time. Shout out to them.
Yeah, they did that shit. Like, honestly, I will say heads up, because I made the mistake of... Because I really wanted to watch this movie, and I was hanging out with my friends who... They're a couple, like two chicks.
Oh, no.
And I decided to... We all decided to watch it. It was me, and then it was them two on a separate couch, fortunately.
Thank goodness. Yeah, and shout out to
that. It was freaking awkward, but, like, luckily it's a good movie, and I got into it.
They have, an intense sex scene that is actually...
Was it just one?
There was the same sex scene told from two different ways. Yeah. So... It's just, like, one of them is told very innocently, and the other one's very in-depth and long and elongated, and, yeah.
Watch it.
But I liked it because I felt like an actual, like, lesbian, like, told them how it works.
Yeah.
I felt like, finally, like, there was someone gay who was like, wait, no.
How explicit it's like is this. Fingersmith? Because if...
Fingersmith is pretty explicit, too, so maybe, but not like that.
Oh, okay. Not like that. I was going to say, like, maybe that's where he got his inspiration from, but otherwise, he really needed a lesbian in that room telling him, no, this way, this, no, that
and
way.
And I appreciate the authenticity of that scene, because, like, no one else has a scene like that. Like, when I saw Blue is the Warmest Color and I saw that sex scene, I was like, okay... I was like, yeah, but not that long. And then I was like,
I would disagree.
I was like, yeah, but, like, not that same thing for that long. Like, you switch it up, please. There was not a lot of switching up there. Anyways, just letting you know that wasn't
He got input from several lesbians instead of just, like, two French ones. I don't know.
Like, one French lesbian who was like, you know, I like to do that. And then he was like, cool, I'm running with that. Instead of, like, he overheard a lesbian talk about it one time. Was like, I assume that's all lesbian sex is. Let's
okay, that sounds
it.
Right. I mean, yeah. What else is it going to be?
Yeah, he's like, all right, yeah. We only do it one way. They can only do it one way. And I appreciate that, like, it's... I appreciate that this movie kind of, there was a lot of race.
We do have to, like, I guess admit that straight sex is kind of, like, a foreign subject to us.
It is, yeah.
I'm just like, what's that? I think I have, like, a running joke with my roommate. I'm like, is that what straight sex is? Because, like, I see weird shit on TV sometimes.
There's so many rules to it, too. Like, people feel like, oh, if this didn't happen, if that didn't happen, that wasn't sex. And I'm like, well, see, look, it's not that complicated for us. Did it work for you or did it not work for you? If it worked for you, then good job. If it didn't work for you, then that was not what that was. I don't understand it. That's not my life.
Heteronormativity can get on somewhere.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Also, I completely ignore that it's real. I hope that
you straight people have the greatest time with these rompers and just make it happen.
Yeah, hey, I've never cared what dudes worn ever. Like, I've never, if you want to wear a rompin, if you want to wear a skirt, if you want to wear a dress, I don't care.
And a lot of men want to wear skirts. Like,
and that's really fine. Like, shout out to the breeze. Let dudes wear whatever they want. It does not affect you.
This is why Hogwarts
when dudes want to do something weird, the internet praises them. When girls do something weird, the internet totally murders them. There's no hashtag that says, shout out to women wearing this and, you know, don't have a typical, you know, stereotypical body. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like anytime guys do anything, though, like, we really strayed. Huh?
We really strayed.
How are we talking about Rompkins right now?
Because it's important.
It is important.
It's been, like, my favorite topic.
Wear whatever you want to wear.
I tweeted about it this morning.
What'd you say?
I said that, like, it makes me happy that these rompers might start, like, a really important discourse on, like, why you shouldn't harass women on the street because they're...
That's what I like. It's super important, like, stop harassing women.
Yeah. Though, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've been laughing at these words, like, the women hollering at the dudes.
That's so great. I love it. But the female gaze.
But still, maybe don't do it. But still, you know, be nice to people is all I can say. Just be nice.
In conclusion, be nice to people.
Yeah, I don't know.
We hit back to our... We totally strayed. Yeah, right.
Handmaiden's good.
Handmaiden's fantastic, guys. Like, what did you think? Like,
You
didn't expand upon sitting with your friends on a separate couch.
It was just weird, dude. Like, we were all quiet the whole time.
Didn't they leave in a hurry after the movie was done?
They left immediately. Like, immediately, dude.
We gotta go.
I was just like, bye, I have to go as well.
Please leave. I gotta get out of here. Get out away from all of y'all, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't watch this with your friends or family.
Watch it with a loved one, by yourself.
I mean, a loved one, we mean someone that you see in the biblical way. And if you don't see them in a biblical way, don't watch it with them. Seriously, just watch
it alone. A lover.
You get what I'm saying? I'm like, in the biblical way, not in the life.
If you have the same blood,
don't do it. Don't watch this with a relative.
If you see them as if they had your blood, like, don't do it.
Don't do it. Like, don't watch this movie with anyone that you're related to.
Not even your straight best friend, because that'll be weird.
That's still going to be weird. Watch it alone or with someone you've seen in a biblical way. People, too. Yo, straight. If you watch this, make sure you don't watch it with your homeboy or your homegirl. Like, you're going to feel a certain... I told you to watch it by yourself.
I
told our audio engineer to make sure you watch it alone. Don't watch it with people. And I was like, I refuse to watch it with you. I'm going to watch it by myself. I've happily seen it like 7 times since. Anyways.
I've only seen it the one time, dude.
Oh, really? Yeah. I totally rewatch it all the time. It's so good. I made the girlfriend watch it, too. I was like, you have to watch this movie. And she's not into foreign film, and she was like, this is lit. This plot twist is everything. I love this.
It was such a good plot twist.
It's so worth the wait. It's so worth watching, because you were convinced by everything.
I remember being so angry. I was pissed off.
Me too, because I believed it. We can't ruin it, but
okay, so stop listening for like 2 seconds.
Okay, if you're going to watch this, just stop listening. For like a couple minutes.
We're gonna like time ourselves 60 seconds to fucking rant about this.
Okay.
Wait, as the engineer, what? How long?
60 seconds.
60 seconds? Okay.
Alright.
Ready?
Starting.
Go.
Now. Alright.
Oh my god.
Dude, okay, so I really thought that she was gonna leave her.
Right, like when they threw her into the insane asylum, I was like,
I was dying.
What's happening? She's leaving that guy.
She took her fucking identity. Mm-hmm. Like, that was intense.
This is over. And then she was so callous at that dinner with that dude, her husband.
I don't care about her.
I don't care about you either. You can get to stepping, honey. I want my freedom.
Jesus. I mean, I didn't watch that many times, but yeah, dude, I believed it. I believed it, and then whenever, like, they turned back to, okay, no, I got you, babe. I was like, yes, 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 up to the John Raphael dance. Like, I did everything.
It was amazing. Oh, it was, I can't. Has it been 60 seconds?
I don't know, but we should probably stop because we're getting really worked up right now.
We are getting worked up. Okay. Right. Anyways, so
that was the end of that.
Watch The Handmaiden.
Watch The Handmaiden. It's so good. And then, I'm going to come back and listen to this podcast to those 60 seconds. Mark it in your little booklet.
And agree with us or disagree with us, but I'm sure you're going to be just as, like, mind-blown as we are.
Yeah, tweet us about it if you want. Tweet us. I don't know. Oh, she's Fried Papita.
I'm Fried Papita, and you are... What's your new name?
Oh, you look so upset because I have the new name. It's M-Y-T-E Panda.
Might the Panda.
Might the Panda. So
at Might the Panda.
If you want to follow Queerbait, I just retweet everything that I post on Might
the
Panda.
Yes, follow Queerbait, you guys. It's the best Twitter name in the world,
it's
okay?
It's a dying Twitter. It's going away.
No, it's not.
It is.
Revive it.
You know, I might delete
CPR
that.
CPR it.
I might delete that Twitter and then just steal the name again. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
It's such a good name because you know it's going to get taken the moment. Mm-hmm. The moment you stop using
it. I was surprised it wasn't taken the 8 years ago when I got it.
Okay, but Twitter is not popping back then the way it is now.
Oh my God.
It was, like, no, but well, it was still golden. Though.
No,
it was
Twitter,
like,
was popping, but like...
It was cute.
Now
when you tweet, everyone sees it, which
back
is good
then,
and bad.
Back then, racists weren't on Twitter, essentially.
They hadn't caught up to the internet yet.
Understand.
It was just a bunch of, like, young college people.
Yeah,
Facebook.
It didn't hit the, you know, rural...
The rural America until Trump decided he was going to tweet, and then all the crazies decided, let's follow him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't see them ever, thank God.
I've seen a couple. I've gotten the random tweets.
Really?
Very rarely, but yeah.
I got a very polite gun rights activist tweet me. He's very polite, but I did block him because I was like, don't ever just tweet me and you're not a picture. You're literally like
an egg or whatever.
You know, he was like a red light. Literally like a red light. And I was like, honey, no, you're not a person. You're just a red light. My face is on here. Yours isn't. So I'm blocking you.
I got a douchebag. But I wasn't going to block him because, like, I think I made fun of him, like,
really.
I wanted to go back and make fun of him some more, like, later on.
You wouldn't have the ability.
It's a good hobby. Like, anytime that somebody tries to, like, troll one of my random tweets or whatever, like, I go at
what
them,
did you
dude.
Tweet about?
I cannot remember. It
was
really
it Trump
wrong. Based? It was like he hadn't even been, like, elected in the primaries yet. It was a while ago.
I don't get any kind of, like, weird hate tweets. I don't get any alt-right people. I don't get anyone. I think the one time someone came for me, they didn't come for me, they also agreed with me. Like, people were nice to me on the internet. It's very odd. Like, I said something about Nicki Minaj and how great she was, and someone was like, yes girl, of course, I'm glad you caught on, honey, high five, yes. And I was like, yes.
There's a lot of positivity. The two people that are in this room with me right now are always liking my tweets, and that's really, it really feels nice.
You're welcome. We gotta hype you.
It's so
because
great.
We actually love your tweets. I have always loved your tweets, but now I am free and open to like them and not be creepy.
Number one stan.
Number one stan right here. I am Maita's number one stan. Always been. That's how we're friends.
I don't go on Twitter drunk anymore, though, unfortunately.
I know. Those were golden, dude.
Those were great tweets.
I didn't like all of them because it was like 4 a.m. and I was drunk, too, so I was like... That would be weird. I'm not gonna like her tweet. Like, I don't want her to think that's anything weird. She's gonna be like, who's this strange girl I've never met before liking all of my tweets? No thank you, crazy girl. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna, you know.
Dude, it was mutual fun gay stuff on Twitter past like 7 years or however long it's been.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been good shit.
It's been magical. It's fantastic, dude. What are you drinking there?
I'm drinking a Dos Equis. I always drink Dos Equis.
Really? Always?
Always.
Do you mix it up and drink liquor?
I'll do a michelada sometimes.
That's it? But you always drink beer?
But I put, you know, Dos Equis in my michelada.
What? Oh, yeah, you can do that now.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much what I drink. Every now and then, like, if I want to get fucked up, I'll take a shot of something random.
Sounds like today. Oh, sounds God. Like today. We're going to take shots of random things. I'm so excited.
Ooh, you're, our audio guy over here is ready.
Yeah, he's pointing at a giant bottle of Malibu, a giant bottle of Jack, we have a giant bottle of Fireball also in the refrigerator.
It's
it's lit!
The Fireball will probably be
Fireball will light us.
Only because I love Christine Sedelko and she inspires me in every single way.
Who is
Christine Sadelko, dude? Okay, so we have to go now because I have to teach her about life.
And just inform me of who Christine Sadelko is. That are
the good things about life. It's Christine Sadelko. She wears a Don't Mess With Texas shirt at all times. And I love, if you're listening to this, which you're not, I love you.
We love you. I don't know who you are.
You will love her. She'll love her by the end of tonight. I'll make sure of it. All right. Well, once again, Fried Papita. I am Mike the Panda. More importantly, our podcast is at CYC Podcast on Twitter. And you can find us SoundCloud, hopefully iTunes, and a bunch of other places. We'll link you. All right.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye. Sorry there was no instruments today. we're not in our
normal setting.
Yeah. But see you later.
Later, gooders. Bye.